there. Tommy Berry's about to join us on the line now. Tommy is going to ride Born a Warrior for Hawks Racing on Saturday in the Shandon S Silver Slipper. Morning to you, Tommy.
How are you, Andrew?
Very well, mate. Carnival time. Looking forward to this on Saturday. And Baller comes back for Anthony Cummings. Looking forward to seeing this horse again.
Yeah, so am I. He's in really good order. I gave him a nice gallop this morning on the course proper, just to keep him ticking over after a nice solid trial a few weeks ago. And he's a horse that showed us above average ability last preparation. We stretched him out at 1400, but he just didn't quite run out the trip. So, but he was beaten by a nice horse of Chris Wallace on the day. But no, he's come back in great order. He's a lovely, precocious type of colt, and I believe we'll see how well he's come back on the weekend.
I loved the way, you know, he extended in those races, particularly that Kensington win where you sat close, but it was just the way that he put him away there over the last couple of hundred metres.
Yeah, exactly. He just does everything with ease. He's got a lovely style about him. And I said to Anthony this morning, he was running good time this morning on the grass, but felt like he was just, you know, going half pace. So that's always a good sign, and it's a good sign of a smart horse as well. But he's taking it all before him at the moment. I'm not sure how good he is or how far he'll get, but I think we'll get a pretty good guide on Saturday on where he's at.
Do you think he's a slightly sort of different horse than going back to that preparation, given, you know, you mentioned not getting the 1400?
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially now, and obviously Anthony will train him like a sprinter, he feels a lot sharper than he was last preparation, and he's a bit more switched on, and he knows what it's all about now. So I think you'll see a different horse this time in.
Okay, so that's Baller lining up in the Spark of Life over the 1100 on Saturday. We've been talking about the two-year-olds, Tommy, this morning. They're really starting to kick out, and you ride one for Hawks Racing on the weekend, Born a Warrior. What can you tell our listeners about this youngster?
Yeah, he's a lovely colt. He's a beautiful, big, strong boy, and he's got a lovely attitude, and, you know, he just keeps raising the bar every time we put a jump in front of him. He's, you know, his first trial, he did a little bit wrong and wanted to look around and didn't quite know what it was all about. But his second trial, with a set of blinkers on, really switched him on nice, and he trialled sharp on that occasion. And, you know, he's going to run into some pretty smart tops on the weekend. I think it's probably one of the hotter two-year-old races we've seen this season so far. So we'll sort of get a good guide of where he's at and where he fits in the line of other two-year-olds. But at home, we couldn't be any happier with him going into the weekend.
It's interesting. It might only be a reasonably small field, but there's just so much expectation now, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. It's obviously getting closer to the business end. The slipper feels like it's not far away. It's on our doorstep. So, you know, these horses, these two-year-olds have to really put their hand up now. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of disappointments, and there's going to be a lot of surprises, I believe, in the next sort of month or so. And that's just the way it is with two-year-olds. They're sort of there 1 minute and gone the next. So the dream's still alive for many people at the moment. You know, like I said, this bloke's doing everything that we could ask of him at the moment, but he's got to go there and do it race day. And like I said, it's not going to be an easy assignment for him on the weekend. It's a strong field. So at least we'll see sort of where he sits with the other smart two-year-olds this season.
You're on Cool Passion in the Millie Fox, who's running well, and you've got Burning Crown for Sue Grills. You know, one of the favourites already in the country championship. It's yet to qualify, but you're on it in the Tab Highway.
Yeah, I spoke to Sue about this bloke. His last start at Randwick, our last preparation, actually, and just said, look, I'd be really interested in riding him, if you know, next start. And she said, I was probably going to go out for a spell, but I'll keep you in mind for next preparation. And, you know, obviously she stuck to her word, and I'm really looking forward to getting on this bloke. He looks like he's well above average, and he's a lovely, big, strong horse who is a bold-going type. He trialled really good leading into this run, and I'm expecting pretty good things from him on the weekend. So I can't wait to get on his back and sort of see where he's at heading towards the country championships. And I thought Cool Passion was really good first up. She probably needed to run a little bit, but she's in good form, and she's a mare that's definitely, I think, improved since the last preparation, where she was a multiple group winner. And, you know, there's some pretty good races around for this preparation, but it's another very strong race on the weekend. I think the Millie Fox, so we'll see where the good fillies and mares are lining up.
Yeah, no, it's all strong from here on now. But you've given us some positive thoughts, particularly on Baller and well, all of them, really. I mean, you're on paper at this stage before final fields and barriers, they're all going into their races, listening to you, in pretty good form.
Yeah, they are. I think there's some exciting types there, but, you know, a few of them are at the start of their preparation, and it's going to be a long autumn ahead. So really looking forward to seeing how they're going to progress and you know, come through Saturday's run.